the Church of San Francesco d'Assisi. The Church of San Francesco gives its name to the entire Kasbah. Its origins go back to the 13th century. At that time, the church was dedicated to Saint Biagio, with a Franciscan monastery attached to it. As with so many of the other churches you've visited in Mazara, it was subjected to substantial modification. The changes in this case were begun in 1680 on the wishes of Francesco Grafeo, the member of an important Mazara family who became the city's bishop years later. Traces of the original building could be seen in the pointed arches of the columned window near the cloister. The facade is Baroque and has a door flanked by columns resting on high plinths. At the centre of the trabeation, there's a circular composition in marble called San Francesco che riceve le stimmate, or St. Francis receiving the stigmata, a work by Leonardo Incrivaglia of 1730. The church originally had three naves, but following the Baroque modifications, the two lateral naves were knocked down, while the central one was extended upwards and completed with a barrel vault ceiling. The interior is a typical example of Sicilian Baroque, with cherubs, heraldic emblems, shells, and a variety of other decorations in bright colours covering the church's walls and ceilings. Many of these decorations are scenes from St. Francis' life. The lateral walls, however, have niches with statues of saints and allegorical pictures. At the end of the nave, there is a richly decorated arch with the Grafeo armorial bearings at its centre, in recognition of the man whose decision led to the modification of the original church. The old church used to be flanked by two bell towers, of which only one is now visible. The other was knocked down at the end of 1800 because it was feared it might collapse. The surviving tower rises up next to the church to the left of the apse. It has a square base and is topped by a spire in the form of a pyramid, and its exterior is in turquoise-coloured maiolica.